Here we go. Had our starting lineups announced. We are ready for basketball here at 104.7 WKJC. It'll be Sawyer Dak jumping against Andrew Wilson of Pinconning. Dak wins it. It goes to Quinn Kudamash. We are underway in the varsity game. Left corner, Cooper Klan for three. Knock it down.
Right out of the gate, Cooper Klan just goes out and knocks it down like it's not a big deal.
Kind of a half-court trap here by Ogama Heights. Left side, that's Lupke. It's knocked out of bounds by Gruber. And it's going to be Ogama Heights really setting in that trap to begin this game. Inbound goes number 11, Braden Slowinski. Slowinski dribbles with that left hand up by the logo. Takes one dribble. Gruber's coming to trap and bounce pass to that left side, and then thrown out of bounds by Garrett Zayer. This game brought to you in part by Quality Garage Doors of West Branch, Morse Clark Furniture of West Branch, and Alpena Community College in Alpena and Oscoda. Cooper Klan will bring it up, go right side to Quinn Kudamash. 2-3 zone here played by Pinconning. Inside to Rylan McDaniels. Grace pass fake blocked inside by Zayer.
Real nice block there. Zayer didn't give up on that play as they got it down low to McDaniel. And good work Pinconning there on that. It'll stay Ogama ball.
Yeah, it looked like McDaniels is going to have an easy layup. Gruber will trigger underneath. Goes right inside McDaniels. Knocked away. Pinconning will get the steal. They're on the run. Pass inside Zayer underneath the basket. And that's a good transition bucket. 3-2 Ogama Heights. Quickly up the floor come the Falcons. Gruber up top to Kudamash. Left side Klan, another three. Left wing, no good. Off the short iron, rebound to Sawyer Dak. Hands off Riley McDaniels. He drives, goes up at the rim, no good. Rebound by McDaniels, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Two extra opportunities on two extra offensive rebounds right there, and that's going to be another difference in something that Pinconning is going to have to do well tonight, is give them one chance and one chance only and get those rebounds.
High school basketball brought to you in part by Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, the Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch, and Debbie's Tax Service of Rose City. McDaniels hammers home the first free throw. Makes it 4-2, Ogama Heights, 6:47 here to play in our first quarter. Second free throw is good as well. 5-2. If you're just joining us and wondering why we're only a minute and a half into the first quarter, well, double overtime in the JV game. That Ogama Heights got a comeback victory in. Trapped and thrown away, picked off by McDaniels. A nice trap at half court. Gruber to the left corner. That's Kudamash. Pump fake, drive inside, finger roll, goes off both sides of the iron and out. Rebound to Cooper Klan. He throws it up left hand and scores, and Cooper Klan, a nice start, 5 points for him.
I tell you what, you got to really be thinking on your feet to beat this Ogama trap, because when they trap, I mean, it's tough to get out of, and you can see the frustration building earlier in Pinconning. They're going to get a 10-second call here if they're not careful. They got it over the line, and then an over and back they're going to call. I didn't agree with that. I thought he was over the line when he grabbed the ball, but
I'm not sure. Do you have to establish yourself in play before you end up catching it? I feel like that gets called many different ways. Cooper Klan is again open for three, and he knocks it down again. Might want to guard that guy. He's got 8 of the 10 points for Ogama Heights.
Yeah, 8 early.
Slowinski and Zayer passing it back and forth. Zayer gets a screen by Wilson. Flip to the corner, wide open three for Bellotti, no good. And a rebound comes down to Quinn Kudamash, who runs up the floor, gets it to the middle, goes to McDaniels left side. He drives strong, but short on the layup. Rebound comes down to Garrett Zayer. Zayer right side to Lupke, into the corner. Driving through the contact, and a travel is called on Braden Slowinski. Caught a lot of body on that. He got guys raking at his arms. Officials probably didn't have as good of a look at it as we did. That caused him to travel. Quinn Kudamash will walk it across. 5:15 to play in the first. It's 10-2 Ogama Heights. Sawyer Dak has his pass tipped and stolen. And Slowinski goes to Wilson. Back to Slowinski. And he will bring it up the court. Dribbling with that left hand at the volleyball line. Goes left side. Garrett Zaire inside to Wilson in the short corner. Back out to Zaire, left wing three. Off front iron and no good. Quinn Kudumash with a rebound. He's going to bring it up the court right down the middle. Drives right in. Goes up right hand on the left side and scores. And Quinn Kudumash will score. Timeout for Pinconning. It's Ogemaw by 12. Ogemaw by 10. 12-2 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball at WKJC, brought to you in part by Benjamin Realty of Rose City, D&M Supply of Homer, and your local McDonald's of Rose City, Mayawasco to Roscommon in Tallis City. Pinconning brings the basketball up, trailing 12-2. Slowinski has it on the right wing. Swings it up top to Zaire. Up top, goes down inside to Wilson. Pass fake. Little floater, just didn't go strong to the bucket. Rebound Quinn Kudumash. Dribbles up the court. No look pass left side to Klan. Dribbles into a three. Knock it down. Cooper Klan has got 11 points. He's got three threes. And it's 15-2, Ogemaw Heights. Wilson with that basketball in the left wing, the center. He goes down inside. Lupke goes over the top of McDaniels. No good. Rebound down to McDaniels. He'll bring it up. Goes inside Klan, and he is blocked. And ball is tipped out of bounds by Ryland McDaniels.
Pinconning with not much of an answer right now. Here comes our senior checking in now for Pinconning. Carson Parks is going to enter the game, as well as Aiden Lalonde. So Pinconning going to their bench already early here. 3:32 left in our first quarter.
Able to dribble away from the trap, go down inside, cross-court pass, Lupke, left wing three, short. Rebound by Parks. He'll shoot it. No good on the shot. A rebound down inside by 21 Lalonde. And he'll get it out to Slowinski. So good couple extra possessions here by Pinconning. Brady pass left side. Shot is short. Rebound comes down to Mason Dunn. Brady Lupke couldn't get it. Up top to Quinn Kudumash. Kudumash dribbles right through the lane, right to the rim. Right hand layup, can't finish it. Rebound tipped around and won by Aiden Lalonde. Slowinski brings it up that left side. Keeps dribbling left hand, right to the rim. Goes off the body, no good. Gets his own rebound. Kick out to Lupke. He dribbles right to the logo in the lane. Kick back out, and now to Slowinski on the right corner. He's going to shoot a three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Mason Dunn. Caught it like a punt. Cooper Klan, left side, Quinn Kudumash. He drives baseline. Underneath, blocked inside. Gets his own rebound, goes up again, and scores.
Quinn Kudumash.
Makes it 17-2, Ogemaw Heights. Right side, Braden Slowinski trying to avoid that trap and does a good job. Bounce pass now to the free throw line. Left wing Lupke, an open three again. That one rims out. Another rebound for Quinn Kudumash. 3-on-2 for Ogemaw Heights. Kudumash doesn't give it up. Euro step, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Tell you what, Quinn Kudumash leading the way here tonight. Boy, he's on fire. Got himself five rebounds already. And while we got a quick second, Bradley, tell the folks, after all that conversation we had tonight about the Oscoda girls situation with the five quarters, tell them what the score of that game was tonight against Mayo.
They beat Mayo 71-9 tonight.
Wow.
They were up 44-0 at the half. Nothing. Mayo didn't score in the first half.
Wow. So they were a little upset, I guess, coming into tonight.
They came out angry, no doubt about it. Whatever message Coach Caldwell gave him, it worked. Kudumash knocks home both free throws.
Kudumash hits both.
And he'll check out. That was a good 6 minutes of work for Quinn Kudumash. As you said, he has five rebounds, he has 6 points, and he's got, I guarantee, a couple of assists as well to Cooper Klan. It's 19-2.
Mike Stahl in the game, Ryland McDaniels checks back in, and Gabe Kudumash is on the floor now.
Slowinski, bounce pass left side to number 20. That is Lowers. Lowers open left corner, three, and it's a two. Knock it down. Lowers is wearing number, was that 20? Got to write that down. It's a JV player. So Lowers makes a two. Ryland McDaniels up top three. Barely hit the front iron. Rebound is on the ground. Fought for, and that's going to be a jump ball. Pinconning had possession, and they will get possession.
Yep. Arrow Pinconning's way here. So They're trying to scrap. They're trying to work. They're trying to muscle it out here. Trying to make some of it here in the late in the first quarter. 1:20 left.
Slowinski will try to dribble and not get trapped again. Doing a good job. And now it's a bounce pass is stolen by Rylan McDaniels. I just spoke too soon. McDaniels into the lane. A little out of control, but it goes up and he is fouled. And he'll go to the line.
Yeah, he'll go to the line for two. How about this first quarter we just saw from Cooper Klan?
I mean, nothing short of amazing. I mean, just always open, it seemed. 11 points already. McDaniels' first free throw is good. He's 3-for-3 at the line.
That's my guy, Rylan, man.
Oliver
Cooper Klan checks out. Oliver Gruber checks in. 20-4. Second free throw good as well. Back into that trap. Got him trapped on the right side. Bounce pass on the ground. Now it's three players trapping him, but able to escape. Bounce pass inside to Parks. And can he get the friendly roll?
Yes.
Carson Parks.
Exit 21-6. Left side, Rylan McDaniels. He drives. Right hand on the left side. Pass inside. Stall. Good defense on the shots. Poked away. Never got rim. Rebound finally comes out to Ben Conning, left side, Slowinski, a left-hand layup. He scores, the fourth different Ben Conning Spartan to score, and it's 21-8. 24 seconds remaining in the first. Oliver Gruber on the right side. Pass inside Mason Dunn, and an offensive foul is called on Mason Dunn.
Yeah, Mason Dunn got a little aggressive inside the paint there against senior Carson Parks, and Ben Conning will take that foul at this point. 21-8, 20 seconds left. They're looking for maybe one more hoop down here to end this first quarter, trying to pull it within maybe 10.
So you feel pretty good if you can get it to there. So a little inbound to Lupke. 17 seconds. Screen coming up top. Bounce pass on that right side. Drive into the paint. Little layup, no good. Rebound comes down to Mike Stahl. Gruber's got it with 7 seconds remaining. He dribbles up top at the free throw line. Kick out. Open three. Gabe Kudamash. No good. Rebound to Miller. And that will end our first quarter. At the end of one, Ogama Heights 21. Ben Conning 8 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch, Willard's Equipment of West Branch, Four Star Wire and Cable of West Branch, and West Branch Collision.
Well, to get the second quarter started here on top of all that, West Branch has the possession arrow, so Cooper Klan getting ready to inbound it here. Kudamash back on the floor along with Oliver Gruber. And Sawyer Dak underneath and Rylan McDaniels. So they got the starters back out there. Kudamash drives the lane in the paint. Tries to toss it over to Sawyer Dak, but he throws it out of bounds. And that's a rare turnover for Kudamash. And Ben Conning will come back the other way. Ball brought up the court by Cole Brady. Brady gets it over to Zach Lowry. Excuse me. Kudamash on a steal back the other way to Klan. To Kudamash. Shot up. Won't go.
Kudamash a little out of control, but able to not run over the Ben Conning defender. Get whacked on the arm. And Quinn Kudamash, who had a terrific first quarter. 6 points, 5-6 rebounds. He'll go to the line.
Yeah, he'll go to the line to shoot a pair. First one's up, and he misses it off front and the back iron.
This game brought to you in part by H&R Block of West Branch, Culligan Water in West Branch, Ace Electric Plumbing and Heating of West Branch, and CJ Sports Bar and Grill of Ben Conning. See CJ in the house here tonight.
Kudamash with the second one, and count that.
Make it 22-8. Right side. And that ball stolen by Klan out of the trap to McDaniels into the lane. And that'll be a charge. So he drove right in. And wow. Wow. They called that a block. And McDaniels will go to the line to shoot two.
Well, and just when you think you know something about basketball, Brad, the officials change your mind now, what you know. But that clearly looked like a charge.
He really, I mean, he lowered his shoulder, right? He looked like a running back going through the hole.
He did. Instead, he'll go to the line, and my guy, Rylan McDaniels, he can pump him in from the free throw line. I know that. I've seen him at the end of games in tight situations. Rylan McDaniels is not afraid to make free throws. Puts them both down. 24-8 now. Ogama on top, 7:24 left till halftime. And once again, Lupke will bring the ball up, gets it over to Lowers. Lowers works it down low to Parks. Parks kicks it across, turns it over to Quinn Kudamash. He'll go back the other way, long up court pass to Gruber. Goes up left-handed, won't go. Klan with the rebound, and then finally pulled down by Parks before he throws it right away out of bounds, and it'll be Ogama ball.
Yep, you just that's Ogama right there. Pinconning had the rebound, tried to get out and run, and just a little bit overthrew your target there. Nice catch at the scorer's table.
Kudamash brings it up, kicks it out to the left side to Klan. He drives the lane, rolls it in left hand. It won't go. Rebound right underneath by Oliver Gruber, who puts it directly back up. And then it looks like there's a foul called underneath. It's going to go on Slowinski, so it's going to stay with Ogama underneath the rim. Kudamash will inbound. Kicks it into Sawyer Dak. Dak gets it up top. Gruber.
Coach Jennings wanted Sawyer Dak to shoot that three wide open when he caught it.
Klan to Kudamash. Parks ties him up. They go after the ball. And they're going to get Parks on a foul on that as he tried to tie it up to get the possession arrow.
It's the final foul to give by Pinconning. So Ogama with 6:36 to go in the half will shoot free throws the rest of the way.
Meanwhile, Ogama only has two fouls. They inbound. McDaniels grabs it on the inbound pass, tries to swing it across to the other side to Dak. And some quick hands from the Spartans knock it out of bounds. Possession will stay with Ogama. Gruber gets it down low to McDaniel in the paint. And you can count that for two as Rylan McDaniels heating up here in the second quarter.
McDaniels has 8 points on the night. That's his first made shot. He's got 6 for 6 at the free throw line up until this.
Lupke working it around up top with Slowinski. Lupke back to Slowinski as Ogama continues to work the two-man trap. Give up your dribble, give up the ball is how they look at it. They work it down low and then back inside. Nice little layup. Puppy left-handed for Slowinski. And you can count that for two for him. Back the other way, Kudamash like a bull in a china shop. Kicks it out to Klan. Won't go. Rebound Parks.
And Kudamash had to be careful. They're not going. What a steal by McDaniels.
Right back the other way. Rylan McDaniels with an easy layup on a steal. And he's having himself a quarter. 5:37 left here in our second, 28-10. Ogama on top. Long cross-court pass. Another giveaway, but went out of bounds off of Oliver Gruber. And Pinconning will maintain possession. McDaniels takes a seat. Cameron Miller comes in for him. And Gruber will take a seat as well. And Gabe Kudamash will hit the floor. Pinconning inbounds. Slowinski on his first pass. That gets driven out of bounds on a tap by Quinn Kudamash.
I got to make sure. Ogama only has 5 players out there, right? I mean, they are on every single pass.
James Bellotti inbounds this to Slowinski. Slowinski brings it up to the top, kicks it off to the side to Lupke. Back to Slowinski. They're not working the trap. Corner shot, 3, count it. Nice shot by Lupke from the corner, and Brady picks up his first 3 of the game. Kudamash back the other way into the paint, charging through. Ball off rim, rebound comes down to Bellotti. And Pinconning will head back the other way. Into the corner. He does not shoot it. Back up top. Bellotti working with Slowinski up top. Lupke comes out to the top with Slowinski now as Bellotti runs through the paint. Pops it out to the man up top. 22, Wilson kicks it in the corner. Thought about it, didn't shoot it. Wilson, Slowinski. Slowinski drives lane in the paint. Up, left-hander, and that goes. And Slowinski's got himself another one. 28-15, margin only 13. Back the other way. Open three for Kudamash, and he double-dribbles it.
He wanted it. Then the defense came up at him, causing him to go into that second dribble. A nice little run here by Pinconning to make their way back into this contest. This game brought to you in part by the Fall Inn of Rose City, the West Branch Inn, Finney Pharmacies, and Compassionate Care Home Health Services of West Branch.
Zero inbounds it to Lupke, and Lupke will bring the ball up. Fires it down low. Nice pass down to Bilotti. Bilotti gets the ball back. Little puppy from the corner, and there's a foul on the floor. So no rebound given there. Andrew Wilson got a foul on that rebound.
Just a big guy went over the back of the little guy. And it can be tough when you're that big to not want to go over the top of someone who's shorter than you just because they've got you boxed out.
And that's gonna cause free throws now the rest of the way as they're in the bonus. So Cameron Miller will take the ball to the line for Ogemaw. Misses the first one. Rebound comes down and picked up by Zaire. Zaire runs it out over the timeline. Gets it over to Cole Brady. Brady to Lupke. Lupke throws it. Good quick hands by Cameron Miller, but won't get the turnover as the possession will stay with Pinconning. Back in the game now is Carson Parks. Lupke throws it. That's picked off by Miller. He'll take it down the other way. Slow it up. Works it inside. Gets it over to Kudamash, and Quinn Kudamash adds to his point total with another deuce from inside the paint. 30-15 now, Ogemaw. There's the trap again. One of them got him on the arm that time. Cole Brady lost his dribble. Two Ogemaw defenders were right on top of him, and one of them picked up the foul. And now Mason Dunn will re-enter the game along with Oliver Gruber. As sitting down will be Sawyer Dack. Inbound play. Cole Brady throws it into the backcourt to Zaire. Zaire throws it down to Bilotti. Bilotti tries for a cross-court pass. That's picked off. Pushed ahead to Gruber. Gruber loses it on a nice steal. Parks picks it up and comes back the other way. Now down into the lane. Zaire tried to kick it outside. Another turnover. Back and forth with turnovers right now. Ogemaw with the ball. Kudamash gets it in to Mason Dunn. Kicks it back outside to Ryland McDaniels, and he traveled with it. So five straight possessions with turnovers both ways here right now. 30-15. 3 minutes left till halftime.
Game's gotten sloppy, no doubt about it, and Pinconning wants a timeout. We'll take one with them. It's 30-15 Ogemaw Heights. 3 minutes to halftime on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Back with Brad Allen here at Spartan Arena, the Little Breslin in Pinconning. 30-15, Ogemaw on top right now. 2:57 left, Pinconning ball. Garrett Zaire kicks it around the far side to Bilotti. Bilotti gets it back to Cole Brady. Over to Lupke. Lupke to Bilotti, back to Lupke. Lupke up top, coach shouting out instructions to Zaire, takes it all the way back up by the circle, and then a turnover the other way. And Cameron Miller's had his hand in about three turnovers so far for Ogemaw. McDaniel to Gruber. Gruber drives the paint, goes up right hand, it won't go. Rebound comes down to Zaire. Zaire tries to throw a pass, got deflected on the way across to Lupke, and Pinconning will maintain possession on the side inbound pass.
This game brought to you in part by Miller Feet of Prescott, the DeBold Agency in West Branch, Mercantile Bank of West Branch, and Laner's Collision of West Branch.
Bilotti inbounds to Lupke, gets it over to Zaire. Zaire back to Bilotti. Bilotti makes a move up in the top of the circle, kicks it over to Cole Brady. Brady makes a move. Gets it down and around in the corner. Bilotti for three off the front iron. Parks with the rebound off the window. Won't go. Second offensive rebound. Hauled down by Brady. Into the corner. Three-pointer. Won't go again. And finally Cameron Miller pulls it down and goes the other way for Ogemaw. Stop and start in the paint. And he finally got fouled.
Cameron Miller.
and he'll go to the line.
Miller doesn't always get a ton of playing time, but I think Coach Jennings likes the way that he is pushing the pace, getting, as you mentioned, his hand in the passing lanes and right there doing a good job. 1-on-4, had no numbers, made a nice move to get into the lane and get himself to the free throw line. He missed the first.
Yep, missed the first one. It was a shooting foul, though, so he'll get another chance here. 30-15, minute 43 till halftime. Stick around with us at halftime for this week in the MHSAA. Second one, Miller knocks down. And they open their lead to 16 now. Pinconning working their way back down court. Lupke and Zaire are handling the ball up top. Cross court to Brady for three. Count it. Cole Brady with his first three of the night. And that was big for Pinconning right now. Minute 23 left. Klan thought about it. They work it around to Miller. He steps in the circle. Gives a shot. Save from going out of bounds. Thrown back in. And back the other way down to the other end is Lupke. Another three. Won't go. As Brady tried to get hot and hit a second one, it wouldn't go. Coming up on 1 minute, 31-18. Cooper Klan over the timeline. Into the top. Kicks it down underneath. Got a nice pass, and that's going to go for a basket for Mike Stahl. And a trip to the line for an old-fashioned three-pointer.
Mike Stahl easily the tallest guy out there on the floor. Got caught with Brady on him, and he took advantage of the mismatch.
Also the game.
So Stahl the line to shoot one 15-point lead now for Ogama Heights, 33-18.
Slowinski back in the game also for Pinconning. Stahl can't convert it. Ogama gets the rebound, puts it up on a nice rebound by number 22 who's entered the game. That's Dominic Smith, picks himself up a rebound, gets on the score sheet.
Fouls on Stahl.
And then there's a foul as Stahl picks up a foul. Team's fourth. And Pinconning will bring it back down court with 44 left till halftime. Slowinski on the court. Aiden Lalonde also out on the court right now. Into the lane, drive, shot. Nice up and in for Zaire from just inside the free throw line. And that's worth two. That'll cut the lead to 13.
Pinconning fighting in this game.
Looks like it's going to be a last shot situation as Cooper Klan brings it slowly over to timeline. Pumps it down inside to Nick Klein. Back to Klan for three. Miss off the front iron. Rebound saved by Ogama off a couple bodies, and then finally it went out of bounds. And with 2.8 left, Pinconning will have one last chance to heave something up here before halftime.
Well, who wants to shoot the half quarter?
Yeah.
Ogama going to bring their defense up.
To get it in bounds, they make one pass up. It'll go up in the air, and it's well short.
They never started the clock.
Garrett Zaire tried to get that off the clock, didn't start. That will be our halftime. 33 for Ogama right now and 20 for the home Pinconning Spartans. We'll take a break. We'll head back to the studio, and we'll be back for our second half with you after this on your power station for sports, WKJC 104.7.
Ready to start our second half. Hopefully you enjoyed this week in high school sports. It's Ogama Heights 33, Pinconning 20. Let's take a look at how they got there. Ogama Heights had two players in double digits and one guy real close. Cooper Klan had 11 all in the first quarter, but he still led the way. Then it was Ryland McDaniels. He had 10 points. Quinton Kudamash had 9. Mike Stahl had 2. And Cam Miller had 1. For Pinconning, they were led by Brayden Slowinski with 6 points. Garrett Zaire had 4. Brady Lupke and Cole Brady each had 3. And then it was Carson Parks and Zach Lowers with 2 each. That gets us to 33-20. Pinconning will start with the basketball. This game is brought to you in part by Bach Electric of Rhodes, West Branch and Rose City Automotive, and Town and Country Supermarket of Pinconning.
Well, the starters back on the floor. Zare and Slowinski will work the ball in off the possession arrow here to start our third quarter, and we're underway from Pinconning. 33-20, your score right now, Ogama on top. Slowinski gets trapped in that trap, and just like that, turns the ball over the other way. Klan works it down to Kudamash. Kudamash thought about it, pumps it inside. McDaniel underneath, and he'll go to the line and make the bucket for an and one as Rylan McDaniels continues with the hot hand to start the second half.
Rylan McDaniels, not the biggest of guys. He's pretty tall, but not very big, but real strong there. Power dribble, move the guy out of the way. Little go up, got hit on the left arm, and scored with the right.
Scrappy is what I call him. He's my favorite player.
And he doesn't miss free throws.
No, knock that down. So three out of the gate for Ogama to start the third quarter. Slowinski, you don't want to give up your dribble. Another turnover by Slowinski. Kudamash back to Klan, drives the lane. Layup won't go. Rebound hauled down by Zare, and he heads back the other way. Gets it to Andrew Wilson, who saw limited time in that first half. And they're calling it that way.
Yeah, when Quinn Kudamash dove on the basketball, he was out of bounds.
There we go. So Pinconning will maintain possession. Slowinski will inbound. Gets it to Wilson. Wilson gets it down low, kicked out for a three. Count it. Nice three in the corner from Slowinski to get Pinconning underway in the third quarter. Right back the other way, Rallin McDaniels drives. Blocked, and right back the other way for Zare. Nice work by Pinconning. Zare drives the lane, goes up, and he's blocked and hammered from behind. Definitely going to be a shooting foul here. Zare will go to the line. And Pinconning trying to hang with him here, only down 13.
Down there, that first that side-out play was gorgeous. I mean, they ran that to perfection against Lewinsky, a wide-open corner three, the shortest three-point shot there is. It's the one you want. Then able to get a block, a clean block right here in front of us. Real nice little set here by Pinconning, where after an and-one by Ogama Heights, they definitely could have taken a step back, but they continue to fight, just like we saw in the first half.
Zare knocks the first free throw down, pulls the Spartans to within 12, and misses the second one. Rebound hauled down by Sawyer Dack for Ogama, who quickly moves it the other way. Oliver Gruber went up for a layup, couldn't make it. Rebound pulled down by Lupke, and they go back the other way. Lupke in the paint off the window won't go, and that rebound's hauled down by McDaniels, and he'll head right back the other way. Good pace. Kudamash stops, thought about the three. Tried to work it back to McDaniel, and it's tipped out of bounds by Garrett Zare. And Ogama will maintain possession under the basket in the Spartan end. Kudamash quickly inbounds to Dak up top. Back to Kudamash, down to Dak in the paint. Dak makes a move on Wilson, left-hander won't go. Rebound knocked around. Wilson hauls the rebound down.
Throws it right to Quinn Kudamash. Quinn Kudamash drives his foul.
So
we're looking
turnovers.
Down to mark the rebound.
Yeah, if turnovers were candy, we'd all have to go to the dentist tomorrow in this game. Lots of turnovers so far. Ogama get possession again underneath the bucket. Kudamash looks, finally tosses it all the way up top to McDaniel. McDaniel to Gruber, back to McDaniel up top. To Kudamash up top, thinks about it, won't shoot it, waits. Moves it around the top, dribbles, then charges through the lane. Layup goes off the rim, and they're saying he got pushed. And are they going to give him a shooting foul on that? Looks like they are. Nope, they're going to go underneath with it. Foul was on the floor. Quick substitution here coming for Pinconning as Lalonde comes in for Wilson. Underneath the bucket again, Gruber. Looking to get it in. Waits, finally tosses it all the way up top to Klan. Klan up to Kudamash. Back out at the logo. Kudamash patiently waits up top while Ogama's offense works underneath. He gets it to McDaniel up top to Klan. Steps in, shot two, and that'll go from just outside the free throw line.
Good shooters get that type of roll. That ball looked like it was going to roll out. Just kind of died and fell back in. That's good shooter's touch there by Cooper Klan.
Slowinski turns it over again. Klan to Kudamash. Uncontested layup. And he gets fouled. No call, though. But Kudamash does get the finger roll for the bucket. Back the other way now for Pinconning. Drives the lane. Goes up for Bilotti. Won't go in. Rebound comes down with Oliver Gruber. Gruber quickly the other way to McDaniel. A little reverse layup. And Ogemaw just having their way with the Spartans right now. 42-24 after their early Spartan run.
McDaniel's 15 points on the night now.
Slowinski trying not to turn the ball over. He doesn't. Gets a pass off. Goes through the lane. Running layup. Nice play that time by Garrett Zaire. But again, Ogemaw just runs relentlessly. Kudamash gets it in the corner to Klan for three. That's off, but on the rebound attempt, Braden Slowinski had to go off his fingertips out of bounds, and Ogemaw will keep the ball with 4:52 left here in the third.
This game brought to you in part by Ron Beeson's Corner Store, Pinconning, Classic Lawn Care and Snow Plowing of Sterling, and Rose City RV of Rose City.
Dak and Gruber will sit down. Kudamash and Dunn will enter the game. Quick inbound to McDaniels, makes a little move, and a puppy off the glass. And just like that, McDaniels could be our leading scorer here, Bradley.
Yeah, he definitely is. He's got 7 in the quarter to get him at 17.
Big long pass down underneath. Nice. Real nice look that time. As Lupke found Bilotti underneath and got him a easy window bank. And then back the other way, Kudamash turns it over, but not for good. We got a scramble.
Foul on the play.
And there's going to be a foul.
Foul's on Zaire.
Yeah, foul's going to go on Garrett Zaire, his second, team's fourth already in the third quarter. Because once again, the Spartans already getting in a little bit of foul trouble. Kudamash will inbounds to Cooper Klan in the backcourt. And he'll bring the ball through and up. Gets it to Kudamash. Another whistle. Looks like the clock didn't start again, maybe?
That is what it is, yep. We're still at 4:24. Hopefully we can get that sorted. I think we had a little problem with the clock today.
Second time tonight. The refs are going to get together and discuss this for a second, see if they want to run something off or just go from here.
No shots are up or anything. I'd say just go, 4:24. Leave where it's at. No big deal.
Yep. We'll just go from here. They'll inbound for Ogemaw to Kudamash on the side.
Bengals fans are livid, just giving Ogemaw Heights an extra possession here.
Klan works the top. Kicks it to Kudamash up top. Quinn gets it down to McDaniel. And the paint goes up, and he gets fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. And Rylan McDaniels continues his good hard work as the leading scorer tonight.
He's made 7 free throws, and I think he's taken 7 free throws. I think he's 7 for 7. No, 8 for 8. Makes it 45-28. He'll get one more.
.410 remaining here in the third. McDaniel for the second one. Count it.
McDaniel takes both free throws.
And now Pinconning will start that strong uphill battle that they have here. Down 18. They work it around the top. Lupke turns it over. Klan back the other way for Ogemaw. He'll go in for a layup, and you can count that. And now they've opened up a 20-point lead here with 3:49 left. And the Spartans unraveling a little bit here as they can't seem to move the ball without turning it over on offense. They lose their dribble. They really struggle with that. Another over and back. Second one we've seen of that tonight.
They just don't seem comfortable. They get in little stretches. Maybe it's getting a certain group out there that's comfortable dribbling through this this pressure zone and being able to get their offense going. This group out there right now, I mean, they get caught in that corner, and they really have no idea what they're doing when they get to that spot.
Klan gets it down to Gabe Kudamash, who drives, misses, gets his own board, misses again, and finally hauled down by Zach Lowers. He dribbles it up court. Almost a double dribble. They're going to call it a travel. It was a late travel call, but they got it. And they got it right.
I think they actually ended up calling it on Brady. They both traveled.
Yeah.
They both did it, so they got one.
Either way, Pinconning traveled on that play.
They found a way.
Back the other way, Gruber back in the game. Gets it down to Dunn. Double clutches.
Get in
shot
there.
Won't go off the iron, but he'll go to the line for two. Mason Dunn, just one of those characters, one of those good characters, 11th grader on the Ogemaw team that y'all cheer for, you know?
Exactly. You want that big fella to get a bucket right there.
6'3", he's a big man, 11th grader. And spins in the first free throw, no problem. Extends the lead to 21 points with 3:03 left here in our second quarter.
49-28. This game was getting close at one point. I mean, Pinconning, a nice little run. Done.
The big man's got soft hands as he puts down both free throws.
This team just shoot 100 free throws at the end of every practice.
Yeah, they must.
They're great.
Got a timeout. We'll take one with them. You're listening to WKJC, your power station for sports.
Broadcasting from the shores of Tawas Bay, you're listening to the big one, 50,000 watts, WKJC-FM, Tawas City, East Tawas, a Carroll Broadcasting Station.
Brad Allen here with you alongside Kurt Romberger, 50-28 Ogemaw Heights. This game brought to you in part by Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank. Leland Home Healthcare of West Branch and Northern Power Sports of Mayo.
Slowinski inbounds it for the Spartans. He's got Zare up top with him. Slowinski takes it down, drives it through the lane, throws up a little floating left-hander. That won't go, but Mason Dunn pulls down the rebound and headmans it to Gruber, who comes back the other way to Klan. Inside to Mike Stahl. Stahl can't get it to fall. Rebound pulled down by number 21, Lalonde. Back the other way. Pinconning kicks it out top. Wraps it around. Three from the corner. Count it. Nice shot. As Garrett Zare's got pretty good touch from outside. That's not his first of the night. Ogemaw works it back. Works it around the horn. They get it inside to Dunn. Left hand off the window, won't go. Rebound battled for by Stahl underneath. And it goes out of bounds, and it'll be Pinconning's ball.
With that three by Zaire, he becomes the first Spartan into double digits tonight.
2:06 now, and clock moving here in the third. Pinconning battling a 19-point deficit here as they bring the ball down the court. Working hard, Slowinski. Over to Bilotti. Bilotti to Slowinski. Loses his dribble. Puts it on the ground in a trap. Finally gets it out to Lupke. Lupke gets it down in the corner. Three-pointer from the corner. That won't go. Nowhere near. Pulled down on the boards by Cameron Miller, who headmans it to Gruber. Dribbles it off his foot. And that's a turnover from Ogemaw, and the Spartans will head back. Bilotti gets it down in the corner, another three, and that goes, and there was some pretty good contact, but the rookie Zach Lowers knocks down a three, and it could have been a four-point play if the refs would have called it, but they didn't. Ball stay with Ogemaw, and a quick turnover there, and now some subs are going to come back in the game.
Coach Jennings done a good job. He's subbing with the rotation. You can see it's every 3 minutes. He's getting somebody new into the game, getting a couple guys into the game, making sure they stay fresh. They got a game tomorrow night at home against Essexville Garber.
Klan inbounds on a give and go. And then a timeout called by West Branch. Not sure why, but we'll take one with him here on 104.7, your power station for sports. Robert or Brad Allen with you. 1:13 left in our third quarter. Ogemaw ball ready to inbound after the timeout. Cameron Miller fires it up top to Gabe Kudamash. Kudamash throws it to brother Quinn, and Quinn rings it around to the top. Quinn works it down, still on the dribble up top in the high circle. Gets it to Miller. Miller kicks it out to Gabe. Kudamash drives the baseline. Right-handed won't go. Pulled down by Parks. And Pinconning will head the other way with 47 seconds left. Lupke drives the lane, goes in, makes contact. We're going to get a two-shot foul there as Zupke made a nice move, went into the lane in the land of the Giants and got fouled, and he'll shoot two.
Yep, smart to go up strong there, go up on Sawyer Deck, get yourself the free throw line, and they can score with the clock being stopped. They brought it down to 16, chance to make it 14.
Makes the first one. 50-35, 42 seconds left. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're glad you're along for the ride tonight on this late one from Pinconning. We had a little JV double overtime to get us started when we came on the air tonight. Second free throw is offline. Rebound held down by Sawyer Dack, his fourth board of the night. Back the other way, Kudamash. Quinn works it around the outside into the middle. Nice pass in the lane and a nice pop shot by Sawyer Dack to finish that off. Nice assist from Kudamash. Nice finish by Dack. Slowinski works it around. Lupke. Bilotti back to Lupke. Down in the corner, Bilotti. Bilotti kicks it out and back across to Slowinski. Makes a move, drives the lane. Kicks it off to Parks. Parks, a little puppy, won't go. And the rebound gets knocked out of bounds by Ogemaw. So Pinconning will keep possession with 9/10 of a second left in our third quarter. It's going to have to be a touch and up. Throws it in. Parks. Nope. No time for a pass there, young man. Not with 9/10. And that's the way the quarter will end. 52-35. In favor of the Falcons, you're listening to High School Basketball on 104.7 WKJC, your power station.
High School Basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Charles Wengler, Sales of West Branch, and Dick Super Service of Pinconning. 52-35, Ogemaw Heights with the lead and the basketball over Pinconning. Cooper Klan has it right corner. Tries to go to Rylan McDaniels, but it's stolen by Lowers. Lowers right down the middle, right side to Lupke. Too strong on a layup, and a foul is going to come here to number three, Garrett Zayer.
It was all over his back there on that rebound.
His third?
Yeah, it's already free throw time, Bradley. We got a whole quarter of free throws coming for Ogemaw here as we talked about this in the open in the pregame, that one of the things that Pinconning had to do to keep this game relatively close is not get in foul trouble early. Well, they've went and gotten foul trouble early and turned the ball over a lot.
And Ogemaw Heights been fantastic at the free throw line. That's why Klan gets a shooter's touch on that first one. That slammed off the front of the iron and somehow found a way to go in. 53-35. 16 points on the night for Klan. And 17 points on the night for Klan. Looks like they're going to back out of that trap. Just kind of pick him up just ahead of the three-point line. Zayer will have it up top. He drive right down the middle. And he is blocked on his shot. And it will be staying with Pinconning.
Drove the lane. A lot of big fellas under there for him to try to work his way through there. And that one got swatted out of bounds.
Left corner, Lupke, three. Too short. Rebound ripped down by Gruber. He'll bring it up. Gruber, high floating pass from McDaniels on the right wing. Hand off Klan. He dribbles to the elbow. He has it ripped. Zayer on the run. One on three, but he's getting out in front of everybody and lays it up and in. Nice run by Garrett Zayer.
Real nice basket by Garrett on that. A lot of muscle, a lot of determination.
Quinn Kudamash now with the basketball right side. Goes to Oliver Gruber. 54-37. Ogemaw Heights with the lead. Nice high pass, and it almost worked like an alley-oop. McDaniels couldn't finish. Rebound comes down to Zayer. Pass to Lowers, now Lupke. Lupke, bounce pass right side Zayer, who will dribble it out, set up a play. Screen coming, Lowers. Goes behind his back, back to Lowers. Right side,
Bilotti. Lowers for three, right wing. Not close, off the side of the backboard. And now goes to McDaniels. McDaniels to Gruber. He'll pull up for three. Off the front iron. Rebound. Dak goes up strong. Can't finish the layup. And Dak will save it off of a Pinconning Spartan. And so it'll stay with Ogama Heights.
What a great second effort there by Sawyer Dak. Got the rebound, missed the shot. Ball is going out of bounds. And what do you do when it's going out of bounds? Throw it off your opponent's shin and keep possession.
Gruber will trigger underneath, standing on the C, and Pinconning on the baseline. Goes right to McDaniels, who dribbles to the logo in the lane. He can't make the layup. That's about three or four straight missed layups by Ogama Heights. And a poke away by Gruber. What a play. Alone to the basket. And he can make that layup.
Oliver Gruber,
his first points of the night. Makes it 56-37. Right side, Garrett Zayer, working on the zone of Ogama Heights. He just pulls up for three. Off the left, rebound by Dak. Goes to Klan. Klan right up that right side. Pump fake in the lane, goes up and scores.
Another JV player, Calvin Holland, in the game now, wearing number 32 for the Spartans.
Lowers with the basketball, top the other five-quarter rule guy. Left side, Lupke. Right side, Zayer. Back out, Wilson. Big guy for three. Short. Rebound to Quinn Kudamash, and the Falcons are on the run. Three on one. Behind the back, pass to Dak, who scores. Beautiful play by Quinn Kudamash. Falcons by 23, 60-37. 5 minutes remaining. Zayer dribbles the basketball up top. Gets a couple of screens. Just kind of walks across up top to Lowers. Pinconning seems like the energy a little bit out. Lowers in the lane, throws it up with the right hand as he's stumbling. Rebound Gruber. And it's a three-on-one again. McDaniels in the lane, blocked. Rebound, though, to Gruber, who goes up and scores with the left hand.
Oliver Gruber.
62-37, 25-point game. Lowers up top. Drives, goes to the right side now to Lupke. Lupke guarded by Klan. Ball hanging above his head. Goes up top. Zayer takes a dribble. Drives down the right side. Fadeaway jump shot. Spins out. Rebound to Gruber again. And again, Ogama ahead of everybody. And Klan, an easy left-handed layup. The effort just not there from Pinconning.
No, it's they got their bobbers down now a little bit, Bradley, and they're going to have to work this last 4 minutes somehow.
27-point lead. Lowers, right corner, three. Young fella can't get one to go. Rebound to Quinn Kudamash, and for once, Ogama Heights isn't sprinting.
We're going to say it like this the rest of the night. Another rebound for Quinn Kudamash. We're going to say it like that.
All right, that's good. Quinn Kudamash, right side to Gruber. Pinconning kind of extending their defense. Screened by Dak. Gruber, pull up, three, no good. Rebound, fought for, and we're going to have a foul underneath on Ogama Heights. Going to go on Sawyer Dak.
But I know you were ready to say another Quinn Kudamash rebound there. We're not going to count it as a rebound because there was
a
foul.
He had it, though. But it was his foul.
Yeah, it was his.
High school basketball brought to you in part by Northwoods Wholesale Outlet of Pinconning, Woodhaven, Log and Lumber of Mayo, the Nor'easter Music Festival, Music and Art Festival of Mayo. I'll say that again, get the whole thing. Nor'easter Music and Art Festival of Mayo. Roy Simmons and Sons, Well Drilling of West Branch, and the West Branch Veterinary Service.
Oh, man.
Hey, they pay good money for that sponsorship.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. It's so funny.
Up top is a Slowinski for Pinconning, trailing by 27. Up top to Lupke, 3:10 remaining. Right side, number 21, Lalone. Lalone cross court to Brady. And Brady will get it back up top to Lupke. Lupke left side, Brady. He's going to try and drive. Ogama Heights just cutting him off. Right side, Slowinski. Poked away by McDaniels. He's going to then the clean poke, but then fouled him going for it.
Yeah, Ryland doesn't like that call, but he's going to have to live with it, and it was the right call, and he's going to get subbed out. Probably saw his last minute on the court there. He played himself a great basketball game, and number 15 is going to come into the game, Nick Klein, for him.
We're also seeing Dominic Smith for the first time for Ogemaw Heights. This game's gotten into blowout territory, emptying the bench as Coach Jennings. Right side, Brady. Brady going to drive in. Just kind of lost control, and he lost control because he got hit on the arm. So he's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Now, Big Dominic's already been in the game and got a rebound, I want you to know, just so you know.
He wasn't in the first half, wasn't he? Towards the end of that first
half?
Yeah. 2:34 to play. Brady's first free throw is good. Gives him 4 points on the night. 64-38. Again, tune in tomorrow. High school basketball right here on WKJC. The undefeated Miami Osama Thunderbolts taking on the Oscoda Owls. Brady makes the second free throw, takes a timeout. We'll take one with them. Falcons by 25 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Wrapping up a long night of basketball as Miller will inbound for Ogemaw Heights. Full court man-to-man here by Pinconning. They're fighting down 25. 2.5 minutes to play. I'm Brad Allen alongside Kurt Romberger.
Pleasure to be here with you, Brad, as always.
Up to Gabe Kudamash. Gets a little clothesline from number two. Lupke. Send Kudamash to the line. Shoot a 1-on-1. .232 to play in our fourth quarter. Ogemaw Heights has opened up a even bigger lead than they've had all night. Really started in the first quarter as Gabe Kudamash knocks home the first free throw. His first points of the night. Good to see him getting the score column.
Virginia-Syracuse final, 67-62, Virginia. Right on that five.
Second shot is good for Gabe Kudamash. We got two guys left to get in the scoring column for Ogemaw Heights. Hopefully they notice that. Klein and Smith need to get in the line. One's got a rebound. Lalone has the basketball up top for Pinconning. Lupke now up top. 2:14 to play, 66-39. Lupke dribbling right side. Great defense here by Nick Klein. Now left side, Lalone. Back up top to Brady. Brady now will drive. Down into Lalone. Lot of pressure, fadeaway, and he's got it to go.
No problem, and a turnover right off the bat. And a three-point chance here as little Cole Brady got himself a dinger on a turnover there, and he'll go to the line for a natural three. And Pinconning making that late rush with a minute 45 here, bro.
I like to hear that, too. So Pinconning's pretty close, too. They have just Wilson and Holland who need to get in the score column. Their starting big hasn't gotten in there. Brady spins out the free throw. And then they turn it over again. Lupke steals it. And knocked out of bounds by Pinconning. 1:38 to play, 66-43.
Slowinski down there digging hard for that rebound. One off in. Now they're going to press.
Back to that full court man. They will inbound it to 22 Smith. Smith goes up court to Kudamash. And reaching from behind is Brady, but Kudamash able to keep it. And now the pass is knocked down. Kudamash goes, gets it. Gets his dribble back. Goes right side to Miller. Miller will drive in. Kind of falling down. Spins. Rebound comes down to Smith. He almost had that chance. Getting the score column right side. Stall for three from the corner. No good. What a rebound down low by Nick Klein, though. And Ogemaw Heights keeps possession.
Nick Klein gets in the stat book.
Everybody's in the stat book, at least. Not everybody's in the score sheet, but everybody's in the stat book. Kudamash now right side. Tries to dump inside to Smith. It's knocked out of bounds by Pinconning. 55.7 seconds remaining. 66-43. It all started in the first quarter. A 21-8 advantage from Ogemaw Heights. Pinconning fought the rest of the way. Inbound here to Stahl. No good. Own rebound. Got that one to go. So Stahl with 4 points on the night. Left side, that is Slowinski as the ball poked away from behind with 42 seconds left. And Ogama Heights back up by 25, 68-43.
Pretty good night for Stripes. This crew did a good job tonight, too. I only remember myself saying that was a bad call one time, so that's pretty good for me.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it much,
no.
So that's good. They did a good job.
Yeah, if the officials go on notice, that's the best game you can have.
Brady for three, short. Rebound by Slowinski. Fade away, no good. Rebound Brady. And then a jump ball.
Jump ball, possession, then Conley.
You're the rebound keeper. You keeping that rebound for Brady?
You can't when it goes to a possession arrow like that. You can't count it.
That's very official of you.
Yeah.
Very good. We'll stay with the Spartans, and they turn it over. Miller gets a steal on the inbound, and he'll drive and got caught underneath the basket, but gets bailed out. Lalonde with a foul.
Let me tell you, you know where Cameron Miller's going with the ball when he gets it, when he's on his own. He's going right to that rim. Drew a foul. Let's see if he can't pick up a couple more points here at the free throw line late in this game.
First free throw is off left. 22.4 left on the clock. One or two possessions left. Miller's second free throw. Long. And a foul here on Stahl.
You could get sent down to JV with this Ogama squad. You missed too many free throws, I think. Cameron Miller better watch himself in practice this week coming up. Because I tell you what, the JV team don't miss many. And that foul there is going to go for a shooting foul now the other way down at the other end. And we're going to get our look at Aiden Lalonde here. See if he can get himself a one-and-one at the end of the game.
So far, Aiden Lalonde with 2 points on the night. He's got 3 points on the night.
Yeah, way to knock down the front end of that kid.
68-44.
Yep.
Pinkai. Pretty good showing by Pinkai.
Yeah.
Hit their average on the scoring, which is pretty good for how it started.
Lalonde gets the second one as well.
20 seconds left. Still playing hard on defense are the Spartans.
Yeah.
And they're going to get a steal out of it, too. And now a foul. That's on Klein. So they're not going to score. I'll find anyway. Get my name next to the numbers.
Yeah. You know, normally in a lot of games you just see the team let the other team dribble the ball out for the last 15 seconds. Not tonight.
Not Pinconning. Not nope. Feeling it. Nope. It's Monday. They're grumpy today.
Yeah.
Slowinski knocks home the first free throw.
Slowinski picks the front end.
Slowinski now double digits, 10 points on the night with that free throw.
They get another steal in points. They can get this thing under 20 somehow as he hits the second one.
And
Kudamash trying to dribble the game out.
He's doing his best, but he's getting mauled.
Yeah.
Well, the pass it to Klein, down to Miller, back up top to Stahl, 3 seconds. He's going to shoot it at the buzzer for three. It rimmed out.
Won't go, but I'm giving Parks a rebound on that because he got it before the buzzer went off.
Our final score, the Ogama Heights Falcons 68, the Pinconning Spartans 47. On 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports.